This is Brian Dean Wright, host of the President's Daily Brief podcast, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. It's Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Crime spirals out of control in New York City. Most voters believe that Joe Biden will not run for re-election. Families cutting back on food to cope with inflation. And flyers rank the worst airports in America. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, violent crime in the New York City subway system rising 58% compared to the same time last year. A 48-year-old man was murdered over the weekend while riding the train in Lower Manhattan. Mayor Eric Adams promising to beef up the police presence to stop the chaos. But since taking office on January 1st, shootings are up 20%, assaults up 35%, robberies 25%, and car thefts 33%. A new survey from the Wall Street Journal showing half of voters believe that Joe Biden will not seek re-election. 52% say that the Democrat will call it quits after one term. 49% think that Donald Trump will run once again in 2024. The two men are tied in a hypothetical matchup at 45% apiece. Latest polls have Mr. Biden's overall approval rating hovering around 39%. Two-thirds give the president low marks on the economy and immigration. Data from the Census Bureau showing a quarter of Americans now purchase less food and other necessities to cope with inflation. Hardest hit are those earning less than $75,000 a year, as we would imagine. The rise in energy hammering families financially. Gas prices now topping $5 a gallon in New York, California, and Illinois. The average household spends an extra $500 a month because of inflation. That's $6,000 a year. A new survey from Frequent Flyers ranking the worst airports in the nation. The hubs are rated by flight delays, clean bathrooms, shopping, and food options. The worst five spots for travelers this summer: O'Hare International in Chicago, Boston's Logan Airport, San Francisco International, New York's LaGuardia, and the most unpleasant place for air travelers, oh dear, Newark International Airport. 33% of all flights in New Jersey are delayed or canceled. The message, moments away, we're going to talk about the border. The Biden administration said yesterday that it's closed to illegal migrants, but all the incentives say otherwise.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Supply chain issues have been a catalyst to bring high-tech manufacturing back to the USA. My tech guy, the founder of Brownstone Research, calls it the Great Recalibration and discusses it in his new newsletter, Near Future Report. For 35 years, Jeff Brown has helped his subscribers safely navigate volatile times to preserve and grow wealth. He also answers your most pressing questions, like how to protect your retirement from inflation. What are the implications of a new digital currency and the Great Reset? What will the Fed do with interest rates? And what's going to happen in the stock market this year? Brownstone Research has been at the forefront of major market moves for 35 years. Let Jeff help you by signing up for his newsletter today at a 75% discount, a 12-month subscription, only $49.
So please go to jeffbrowntech.com. jeffbrowntech.com, jeffbrowntech.com.
This is Brian Dean Wright filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Department of Homeland Security, or DHS, tweeted out a video yesterday saying once again that America has a border, we have laws to uphold it, and that illegal migrants should not attempt to come. That message, by the way, delivered by the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But it's a message that's being ignored. In the first year of Joe Biden's presidency, the United States has been flooded with over 1 million illegals. These million-plus people know exactly what they're doing and that it is wrong. They've heard this message from Secretary Mayorkas and his predecessors many, many times before. But still, they come. The exact number of illegals in this country isn't known precisely, but estimates range from 16 million to 29 million. Those numbers from researchers at Yale and MIT universities. Odds are that once you get into the United States as an illegal, you won't be removed. That's because under Joe Biden, deportations have fallen to record lows, down to 74,000 last year. And that number used to be more than 400,000 back when Joe was vice president. In other words, America's immigration policy is now, if you can get here, you can stay here. Plus, we'll give you a whole lot of free stuff that's actually driving so much of our immigration problem. We're incentivizing very poor people to have a very rich life, if only they get here. You see, once you arrive as an illegal migrant, the Biden administration immediately gives you a free smartphone to, quote-unquote, check in with immigration authorities. Then you get free medical care. Any person who goes to an emergency room in this country cannot be denied care, regardless of their ability to pay. Studies show that these emergency room visits by illegals cost us at least $2 billion a year. Some estimates, by the way, put this total healthcare burden at a jaw-dropping $18 billion. Now, there's also the issue of a free education. U.S. law says that all children must have free access to elementary schools and junior highs and high schools, regardless of immigration status. And once there, these kids also get access to a free breakfast and lunch. All-in estimates for illegal migrant use of our education systems run north of $50 billion, mostly paid by local and state taxes. But beyond the financial costs, which are exorbitant, there's one area of additional concern, and that is the ability of an illegal migrant to vote. Now, illegals are not supposed to vote, certainly in federal elections per U.S. law, but some local jurisdictions are actually allowing non-citizens to vote. New York City, for instance, allows it. So do 14 smaller U.S. jurisdictions, mostly in Maryland. There are two issues with this. First, even if illegals don't vote, they count in our census. And that counts towards how many representatives a particular state gets. Additionally, it counts towards the number of votes that a state gets in the Electoral College, which of course elects the president. There's also a second concern here. If a state doesn't require voter ID, then there's an opportunity for illegals to vote, either by malintent or just by confusion. Because after all, if someone can vote in a local election, like in New York or Maryland, then they might wonder, well, why not logically in other elections too? The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is that when the Biden administration tells potential illegal migrants not to come to America, it's not a serious plea to respect our laws. It's a joke. It's a government in Washington, D.C. that knows well that our border doesn't functionally exist, and that if an illegal can get here, they can stay here and will happily pay their bills for as long as they'd like. The O'Reilly Update will return with something that you might not know.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Have you heard of American Wagyu? It's not a superfood that will make you live forever, but it is some of the most delicious beef in the world, and I can get you 2 free pounds of it. You don't have to just use them for burgers. Ground American Wagyu is so versatile, it elevates any meal to a new level. This is a limited time offer, so don't miss out on 2 pounds of free American Wagyu. With meat prices soaring, when you subscribe, you lock in your price and get $25 off every box for the life of your subscription. As long as you're subscribed, your price will not change. So that's 2 pounds of free Wagyu burgers and zero inflation. Please get both by using my code Bill or visiting goodranchers.com/Bill. It's a great decision. Grab your 2 pounds of free American Wagyu today before it's gone.
This is Brian Dean Wright filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. 45 years ago today, a strange film was released on a Wednesday afternoon in just 30 theaters across the United States. Tickets cost $4, and all viewers were handed a commemorative pin stating, "May the Force be with you." Star Wars had arrived. The movie would spark the most successful franchise in Hollywood history, and here's how that space saga by George Lucas took flight. In high school, George set his sights on race car driving until a near-fatal accident changed his mind. He then tried to join the U.S. Air Force, but was rejected for too many speeding tickets. Lucas was down on his luck, but what came next would change the entertainment industry forever. He attended classes at the University of Southern California, taking courses in cinematography. Fellow students included Godfather creator Francis Ford Coppola and Steven Spielberg. With 2 films under his belt, Lucas started shopping what he described as a space opera to Hollywood executives. United Artists didn't want it. Universal Studios also passed, but Fox gave it a green light. Released on March 25th, 1977, Star Wars, a film made for $11 million, would go on to earn more than $800 million worldwide. If you kept your commemorative pin from the 1977 premiere, you made a wise choice, one sold at an auction in 2012 for $100,000. Since its release, there have been 8 more movies and a few spinoffs, books, comics, video games. In 2012, Disney bought Lucasfilm for $4 billion. Today, George is worth more than $5 billion. In total, the Star Wars franchise has generated $10 billion at the box office from nearly every country on Earth. The film was even screened in North Korea. And here's something you might not know. George Lucas has left his mark on almost every corner of the entertainment industry, but he's never won any major awards, not an Oscar, Golden Globe, or Emmy. His next big project is scheduled for 2023, another collaboration with longtime friend Steven Spielberg. It's the next Indiana Jones film, starring Harrison Ford at the age of 80. We'll be right back.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Inflation at its highest level in 40 years, interest rates rising, and a recession may loom. Our retirement accounts are in real danger, no doubt about it. If you want to protect your future, please do what I did. Call the only precious metal dealers I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they will have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your IRA or 401k. They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Plus, tell them O'Reilly sent you and they'll give you up to $2,500 of free silver on your first order. Wow. So please don't wait. Call them now, 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This is Brian Dean Wright. A very special thanks to Bill O'Reilly for letting me host for the past few days. You can find my show, The President's Daily Brief, wherever you get your podcasts. Meanwhile, thanks for listening.